song from the 1976 Czechoslovak children's film Ač žijí duchové, or Long Live Ghosts. The much-loved musical fairy tale has been shown many times on Czech TV over the years and has a firm place in the nation's affections. However, it gained something of a new lease of life in December, when tens of thousands of Czechs bought a cheap DVD of the film sold by the newspaper Blesk. In 2007, almost 60 million DVDs entered distribution in this way.
In other countries, such as the UK, the system is that a DVD is included with a newspaper and it's part of the price of the paper. The Czech market has taken the liberty of doing it another way.
Says Pavel Borovets, director of the industry body DVD Group. And the Czech system is indeed rather different.
You erased your identity and implanted a new one.
If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
A trailer for Total Recall, which this week was released as a super cheap DVD by Sport. The newspaper itself trailed the DVD with ads saying Sport plus DVD equals 51 crowns. That is the price if you buy both, but you don't have to, and most don't, picking up the DVD separately for around 40 crowns, that's about $2.50. Like all such releases, it comes in a cheap cardboard cover, though you can download a proper cover from Sport's website. The Daily nominally put out Total Recall with its Wednesday edition, but the movie will probably stay on the shelves for at least a week.
Je to výborná zpráva, každý prodaný nosič pro ten průmysl je dobrý a ty příjmy.
It's great news. Every copy that's sold is good for the industry. The earnings are important for a business which experienced VHS coming to an end extremely quickly and is under extraordinary pressure. Nobody wants to pay anything for content, what with piracy. Every DVD sold is good for us because it at least replaces the money that hasn't been coming in over the last 2 years.
Z té branže prostě odešli, který tam nejsou fyzicky.
Tomáš Baldínský is one of the Czech Republic's leading film critics.
We couldn't avoid it because of this is something that has had to be done. It's the all world trend of keeping the price of film or DVD as low as possible to fight the pirates. And the DVD penetration of the public is so good now that you can do it. So it's kind of, you just now can think, will I download it from the internet and wait 7 hours till the film downloads? Or will I just cash out 49 crowns and buy the film and I will have it on the disc and I wouldn't feel bad? So this is something that we had to expect, we expected it, but the scale of it is really, it was really surprising.
The scale has indeed been surprising. Czech magazines had previously offered cheap DVDs, but when newspapers started doing so, the market skyrocketed. All but one of the country's national dailies have gotten in on the act, raking in an estimated 870 million crowns between them in 2007. They put out over 250 titles and, as I say, flooded the market with almost 60 million cheap DVDs. Compare that to the market for regular full-price DVDs, which generally go for 300 or 400 crowns. Less than 3 million were bought by Czech consumers in 2007. As for the kind of films appearing on the newsstands, that is strongly influenced by the titles the newspapers can get their hands on at a low price.
You're limited by the fact that the Hollywood studios only agree to such releases in exceptional cases. They never, ever allow new films to be sold like this, and they won't let you have their older films either. All you can distribute like this is older films, which in any case wouldn't sell, and Czech films dominate this market.
Takže samozřejmě tam dominují české filmy.
They certainly do. The three biggest sellers in this segment last year were Ač žijí duchové, Pelíšky and S tebou mě baví svět. All three are regarded as Czech classics and have been screened on television numerous times. The theory is that those who buy such movies wouldn't buy other DVDs otherwise. They're simply taking advantage of a chance to pay peanuts for a film they already know and love. Pavel Borovets of DVD Group continues.
Dopad na prodej normální DVDček není žádný, ten prodej DVDček v obchodech v loňském roce.
There's no impact at all on the sale of DVDs. In fact, sales were up 15% last year. There's just no indication that it's caused any problems with sales. But it's a different story when it comes to DVD rentals. People don't rent films that have already come out with papers.
Které se nepůjčují, které se samozřejmě objevovaly už dříve v těch příbalech.
Another issue is, of course, quality, and it seems that as often as a consumer, you get what you pay for. Critic Tomáš Baldínský again.
The DVDs itself are not really well-presented movies, because of you have trouble. A lot of DVDs that are sold, they have troubles with the audio track, because of they just put one version of the visual track and then add some another audio and they just tried to somehow synchronize it. Mostly you see the beta transfers of the film, so it's not really good picture quality. It's not really good DVD quality, not saying about something like Blu-ray. So what we give people very cheaply are not well presented movies. Some of them are really good, and we could be really happy that they find a way to among the people this way. Some of them are crap, and it deserves to be treated as such.
This huge boom in dirt-cheap newspaper-distributed DVDs began last year, really accelerating from August on. How long can the boom last? Was my final question for Pavel Borovets.
Situace v těch kioscích, to je velmi rizikové. Tam není potřeba jenom vidět, že
it's a very risky situation on the newsagents' market. They're shipping out so many copies, but the number of returns can be high and the papers can make a loss. It's a fashion at the moment and fashions can go as quickly as they come. But it's definitely a good alternative sales system and thank God it exists.
Ale určitě je to dobrý alternativní systém prodeje a zaplať pánbůh za něj.